Doug.
Hey, everyone. This is Ghostly Talk.
I'm Scott Elf.
And I'm Doug.
And
welcome back, Scott Elf.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Yeah, last week you had strep throat.
Yeah, it was strep throat.
Strep throat.
Found out on Tuesday that's what it was. I had strep throat for the last month.
You're kidding.
I'm kidding.
Ah.
I've had three serious sore throats in the last, like, 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
And I was just blowing it off and blowing it off. And finally, Tuesday, I'm like, there's something wrong here. I have to go see the doctor.
Yeah.
And he gave me one of the cultures. He's like, I'm just going to check you out just in case. He's like, I was feeling better by Tuesday.
Yeah.
I was feeling, I mean, I was starting to start the popping and stuff like that.
When you called me last week, you were like,
I was a wreck. I was a wreck on Sunday.
Oh, man.
But he did a culture on my throat. So I sat there for like 3 days waiting for him to come back. You know how it is in the doctor's office.
Oh, yeah.
He literally jumped in the office like how would you say, like a messenger boy. Scott, I want to congratulate you firsthand. You are the proud owner of strep throat.
Oh, my gosh.
You are a jerk. So, yeah, they pumped me full of medication, so I'm feeling better now.
Awesome.
Thank goodness.
Yes, get rid of that.
Oh, it's gone now.
Cool.
I'm not contagious anymore. Thank goodness.
Well, you know, while you were gone.
I've been contagious for like the last month, though. I'm surprised the whole world isn't sick right now.
You know, I don't know. I sit here for 2 hours. Well, talking with you on the phone throughout the week and through IMs, I wasn't in any danger.
Yeah.
But sitting here for 2 hours, plus, you know, the pre-time and the after-the-show kind of thing, I guess I was, like, exposed, but I just fought it off.
I guess you did.
But I take megadoses of vitamin C, so.
That's what I'm on now.
Yeah?
I'm, like, taking megadoses every morning.
I take more than you.
I'm sure you do.
I take 1,000 milligrams a day.
My God.
Yeah.
You're an animal, dude.
It's cheaper. So.
It is cheaper.
I did bang for the buck, and I'm like, oh. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C is actually really good.
Oh, yeah, it's very good for you. Yeah,
and then
it tastes better than orange juice because I hate orange juice.
Well, what happens, I don't hate orange juice, but what happens is if you take those pills, you have to get, like, special kinds of vitamin C or whatever in order to absorb a lot of it.
Yeah.
So out of those 1,000 milligrams, I might only be actually absorbing, you know, a handful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, you know,
just keep dumping them down your throat. And
eventually I'll fight off some kind of virus.
Well, you obviously fought off the strep throat,
yep,
which is a serious one. That's not good. I mean, that's bad for your heart and everything. That's what had me all worried. Is I'm like, oh, my God, I'm gonna be sitting at Ghostly Talk this Sunday. I'm just going to keel over in the middle of the show and die.
Well, then we'd have to, what, dig out all of our equipment? Start snapping photos?
Where's he at? I actually have a picture of Scott's soul leaving his body. He had his middle finger up for some reason. I don't know what was going on.
He was throwing the horn.
I don't know. He was very upset.
That was amazing.
But, yeah, I'm glad to be back. My voice feels 1,000 times better.
Excellent.
It don't hurt to talk. It's wonderful.
Well, you, while you were gone.
Yeah, what happened? What broke? What fell apart?
It was actually pretty decent. I mean, there were no power outages that we know of. You know, in the Ghostly Talk /ZPR arena, there were no power outages. Mm-hmm. It just all went very smooth.
Good. Oh, yeah.
I spoke with DJ Tron.
Yeah.
And we had an excellent interview. And I promised him, by the way, that we would play one of his songs.
Okay.
Because I didn't have one on the computer.
Okay.
I had on CD.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was last week's fiasco.
Yeah.
Because, you know, regardless of what you people think, I was probably, you know, sitting in my bed with a cup of tea and a bag of Halls next to me. No. 7:20, the phone rings. It's Will going, hey, man, we don't have the CD with the Tron songs on there. Can you download them?
So he uploaded them to the server,
yeah,
but the thing is,
oh my God,
I don't have enough bandwidth in the haunted basement to download and transmit the show.
Yeah.
So what we did is we had to put that off until this week, which is actually cool because, you know, now you'll get, you heard last week's episode. Oh, and if you didn't hear it, it's in the archives.
Yeah.
I actually put that, I also put Michelle White Dove in the archives just earlier today. Mm. So if you go to ghostlytalk.com, you can download all three of our interview shows, Mark Russell Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I fixed that. It was pointing heaven only knows where, but now it's just pointing to his, you know, MP3. So
okay.
So I fixed that. And nobody told me.
I didn't look.
I did the show, and I have it on my laptop, so I never have to download these things.
Okay, we're going to have to perform a system of checks and balances every week now when you upload stuff to the server.
I don't upload every week anymore.
You're going to have to report to me, and then I report to Will.
Every 4 or 5 weeks, I do something with the archives. And
well, after the email, the box just won't take any.
Oh, I know. When you get that many,
you think we should do an update on the site? Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Do that.
Well, actually, I was talking to Lakota.
Yeah.
Lakota did, he does, what is it, Paranormal X?
Mm-hmm.
Paranormal-X.com. Yeah. His site is absolutely gorgeous. And I said, would you consider taking time to give the Ghostly Talk site a facelift?
That'd be really cool.
And I was wondering if you would think that would be a good idea.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. I have no...
Then I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah.
He's in the chat room.
He's listening right now going, well, great, they're pulling a Phobos on me and volunteering me for a job on the air. Great.
No, he said he'd give it a go.
All right, cool. Yeah, that'd be excellent.
I'll talk
to him. Well, I saw Res Miranda's site today.
Mm-hmm.
I was surfing around and
saw Res Miranda. Well, that's actually Mr. Olaf's site.
Well, I know, but she just got a facelift on that, though, too. I don't know if you've been there.
No. I was there just like 2 weeks ago.
And she had a link for the person who gave her site the facelift that it got, which
is
phenomenal. It's beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
The girl who does it, I found we should really plug her. I don't have it in front of me right now. I'll do it later. But
well, we got a couple options. You know, for example, Lakota, he works with the site. Because he was asking me when he got his website.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what can we do? What can I do to do a site that's interactive and you can put news up and people can comment and there's a forum and all this stuff? And I'm like, well, the Ghostly Talk site has all that. Sure, it's ugly. Because of my color choices. But the thing is it's all functional. I mean, it's functional and you can update it just sitting at your computer. Depending on your username and password, you can do certain things like add news and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's all we do to that site.
Yeah, and it's so much easier than writing HTML and posting it, you know. So anyway, he was asking, and I said, oh, you got to try this software. And he tried it. He ended up with, I don't know if he used PostNuke or PHPNuke, but he used one of them. And he's become, I guess, a bit of a wizard. So he's familiar with the software, and of course, paranormal-x.com is absolutely gorgeous. Well, there's also the folks who did ZPR's site.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ZPR's website, ZPRradio.com,
that's a masterpiece.
Is huge, and it is a masterpiece. I mean, it is really well laid out. It's phenomenal. And, you know, Alpha did that.
Yeah, he did a great job on that.
So, I mean,
he's got some type of Roadrunner JavaScript running through that where you cannot highlight anything on the page.
I know, is that wild?
I'm like,
how did he do it? I know, you have no clue. He sits there and he hacks for weeks on end. And then that kind of stuff comes out. It's just amazing stuff.
You know, those sites all look wonderful.
So he does website design, by the way.
Oh, cool.
The only thing is we might have to pay him if we...
pay him?
All right, then we'll get Lakota.
You guys getting all this out there?
That's our official decision-making time. Yeah, we didn't get a chance.
Corporate just came down and said, hey, we want to go with Lakota.
we didn't get a chance to visit before the show because we were basically stuffing our
pizzas. This working crap on Sunday is not fun for me anymore.
So you come over, we get the pizzas, we start eating them as soon as I set up all the things, and then by 7, we haven't talked. I haven't talked with you.
We haven't vented, we haven't done anything yet. Maybe we should have done it yesterday at the picnic.
However, what this does, that you did do that nicely, but I've got to backtrack. I know. I caught the segue.
You're crushing me, man.
I caught the segue. Cool. However, we didn't clearly explain why we're talking about websites.
All right.
Because that's the topic tonight.
Oh, yeah!
you
nice.
Segued.
Nice.
You pre-segued.
You segued off a segue.
That's the thing.
I'm impressed.
Now we've got like all this unique talent going on. What happens is the whole reason we're talking about websites, including our site, and we talked about what ZPR's website,
everybody's.
We talked about Lakota's website, and who did them.
Don't
that could pose problems.
Don't listen to me. I'm just pushing the tape down.
That would not be good if that pops up.
Ooh, yeah. No, we got it. We're good. Normal.
What happens is we're talking about websites because we're going to actually talk about websites.
Yeah.
On the show today. That's what the show topic is.
But yeah.
Interesting websites, weird websites, bizarre websites, websites we've been to, websites
just
we love.
Just funny, yeah.
And there's the one website we hate. So
funny ones, depressing ones, scary ones.
We found a bunch, and we want to throw them out at you.
Yeah, we didn't want to go to every GeoCities Halloween website on the net, because there's 5 billion of them out there.
Oh, yeah.
They probably have special servers designed for these, the load these websites put on there.
Yeah.
Their network. But the ones we found were the ones that were very obscure, very difficult programming job that people put into these sites to make them do the things they do.
So they're either very interesting, very bizarre, very weird, very fun. Mm-hmm. There's something anyway.
Well, why don't we start with fun? I want to get.
No, we're going to start with that after we talk about the picnic.
Oh, yeah, picnic.
Because we got to.
We didn't talk before the show, and this is what happened. We don't talk before the show. I'm like, okay.
Because we got to talk about the picnic.
Mon capitaine, take over.
In case you guys were, in a steel drum or something for the past couple of weeks, the picnic. Michigan Ghostbusters hosted a picnic yesterday. So, and it was MGB hosted Ghost Hunters Picnic for anybody who wanted to come, pretty much, and it was Bug City.
Dude, I had one of those caterpillars in my car when I was going home.
I am telling you, it was, and I called it last night in the ZPR chat room, I called it a bug-a-thon. We had a bug-a-thon last night.
It was horrible.
Those bugs.
I was only there for a little while too.
Were notorious, and despite the bugs, I still had a good time. We got to visit with a lot of people. We got to chat with a lot of people. So many people who said that they would be there did not show up. So what? I had a blast anyway. I mean, we had so much fun. I had to go hunting for my because I brought a basketball. I had to go hunting for that. I had to hunt that down because all the kids were playing with it and stuff. And it was just an absolute total blast. Pete had brought his, canopy thing.
Yeah.
Which is like a tent, but it doesn't have sides.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fantastic. That helped keep a few of the bugs away. But then they'd crawl in and crawl up your leg. But
there's nothing like looking at your floor mat driving home and seeing a caterpillar crawling across it.
I'm sorry, those caterpillars were ridiculous.
I nearly got blown off the road.
There were 48 billion caterpillars, and we got all but 3 of them, I think. Because I really worked hard. I worked hard to get rid of most of them. Because I'm sorry, when they're in caterpillar state, I don't like them. Now, had they gone through the change, the metamorphosis, and actually become a butterfly, now, that's something I can respect. And butterflies don't bother me. But caterpillars, I'm sorry. Those things, especially when they drop out of... They're doing ninja moves, dropping out of the tree, going for your neck, And they don't eat flesh,
They bite you, though.
They bite, yes. Because they think you're one huge, leaf or something, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, they want to nibble on you.
And Lisa got bit 3 times. I didn't get bit, but I basically ninja'd back. I was ninja-ing back all day.
The caterpillars.
Oh, it was horrible.
Watched a wedding happen yesterday, too.
There was a wedding.
A lot of sarcastic remarks coming from the group. And I put my head down going, oh, my God. Don't do it!
Don't do it!
Is it
too late? Yeah, that was something all right.
That was nice. It was very nice. It was something different to see on a Saturday afternoon.
So we had hot dogs, hamburgers. I had all the Diet Pepsi I could drink and more. I walked to the bathroom one time.
I drink about a half a gallon.
And after that, I'm like, that's it. I am driving. So I drove to the bathroom the rest of the time.
I drink about a half a gallon of water, and I didn't go to the bathroom at all.
Yeah.
And the drive home was just pure, utter hell. I was crossed my legs as I was going into my house when I got home, because I had to go so bad by the time I got
home.
Oh,
man.
So it was a rough ride.
Well, we'll hand out, next year we'll hand out clothespins for the guys. Bing. There you go. I'm good for the ride home. No, I stopped before I went home.
That was low brow, man.
It was good, though.
I like it, personally. It was good. I enjoyed it.
You'd almost have to be a guy to understand it, but it would hurt like hell, so forget it. All right, here's the deal. Oh, man, now I lost what I was going to say. Oh, well.
Okay, I'll say this.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I know. I don't want to
do
say
you
that.
Know,
freaking...
Do you know, just before the picnic, so this had to be like late at night or something, I heard, oh, no, it was earlier in the day, Friday.
Yeah.
I heard my, this is the first time I heard Nexus Domain.
Okay.
And I talked about Nexus Domain at the picnic. Nexus Domain is another radio show on Zero Point Radio, and they also have their own stream on Live 365,
mm-hmm.
where they do the archives. And because of the picnic yesterday, I could not listen to Nexus Domain with Steve and Max. And I was a little bit depressed about that, but at the same time, I had been planning this picnic, so I was excited about the picnic, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, Lisa planned it, and Will planned it, but the... you know, I planned on going, and so I was like really excited about the picnic. So you know, I had to go to the picnic, but I missed Nexus Domain, and that's the only thing that bums me out about summer, is that there's so many things that you can do.
Yeah.
So
and
the picnic was on a you know during
you heard
the
heard me ranting and raving before the show about
yeah
that, Doug.
About the millions of things to do.
And there's just too much to do.
Yeah. So I heard I did not hear Nexus Domain yet. I'm gonna have to listen to the archives. But I guess Rez was the guest.
Oh yeah.
Did you know I was on Resmerized last week?
Oh, were you?
You didn't. You were probably out of it.
I was probably yeah.
Because that was still
somewhere.
Monday.
That was probably fetal somewhere in the house.
Yeah, that was Monday night / Tuesday morning. So that was before your doctor visit. Yeah, I was on Resmerize. She has the Resmer phone going, so I called in. I was.
I'm gonna have to call in one of these nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that probably this week.
Oh yeah.
Probably
you
tomorrow.
Gotta.
I think
it's
I will.
So cool.
Make sure that's okay with Rez. Will you, Will?
Dash off emails.
What are you, awake over there? Dash off emails, now.
Just write some generic emails and dash them off.
Whoa. Thank you for contacting Ghostly Talk. It's always a pleasure to get email from you. Insert your name here. We here at Ghostly Talk strive to the greatest lengths to make sure you enjoy our show.
Paragraph.
Just leave all the characters in. Can we please talk about some websites?
Well, all right, let's
we got some really cool stuff here.
Oh, do you want to play that first and then talk about websites?
All right.
DJ Tron?
All right, we'll play the DJ Tron song.
Let's play the DJ Tron song. This is now, if you didn't catch last week's episode, well,
usually
you should have. What?
No, I quit smoking, so this is, like, really tough. I'm just having you two idiots smoke here.
Well, what's happening is, if you missed last week's episode, we interviewed DJ Tron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a contactee.
Yeah, Will, light one up. Thanks, man.
He's a contactee he's a UFO contactee.
Yeah.
And he says he can help people achieve a connection to the mind net via his music.
Okay.
And this is something pretty unique to humans and animals, but there's certain kinds of things that cannot get into the mind net, such as reptilians, something. So anyway, just listening to his music can help you enter the mind net. So let's give it a go. Let's see what happens, and then afterwards I'll tell you how to get a hold of more of it.
Yeah.
the longest in Panama, start this great mission. So we focus on the power of the song, create the brain vision. So take a trip on this UFO song, elevate your position.
DJ Tron, and he was our guest last week, so go to the archives. They are there. You can hear all about his music and his experiences and his current, what he's doing now. He's traveling the country photographing on video and film UFOs. So he's doing all kinds of cool stuff, and you can order his music at 1-877-424-9560. That's toll-free because it's an 877 number, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time, which would be, what, 12 to 8 Eastern time?
Yes.
So, yes, 9 to 5 Pacific time, 1-877-424-9560. Now, I want to talk real quick. We only have a few minutes before the half hour, so can we do your website after?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. Because I want to talk about one thing that CPR has just done. They moved the chat room. Now, of course, you can go into you can go to www.zprradio.com, click on interact, go down to chat, fill in a screen name and that kind of stuff, and it'll take you to their chat room. So you don't have to know that they moved the chat rooms, but they did move the chat rooms to UnderNet, which is really an awesome thing, I think, for ZPR, for Ghostly Talk, for everybody involved. Because I think it's going to get a lot more notice, because UnderNet is one of the it's a huge internet relay chat network, and internet relay chat has been around since the beginning days, or you know, the early days of the internet. Nowadays, most people chat on like those Yahoo things and the MSN Messenger and AIMs. So a lot of people chat that way, you know, one to one, or sometimes they have like chat room kind of thing. But the UnderNet network has been around forever, and it's just humongous. And they made a channel called Zero Point Radio. Well, they also in those kinds of things, they all start with a pound sign, so pound Zero Point Radio, and basically set up camp in that room, or channel, they call it, on an IRC network, they call it a channel. So they created this channel. It's now there. It's on UnderNet. It's going to get a lot of notice, I hope. Because it'll be at the pretty much toward the end of everybody's list. So if they're scrolling down the list of channels, they'll get down to the bottom. They'll see Zero Point Radio. Hopefully it'll bring a lot of new folks in, give some exposure to Ghostly Talk and Zero Point Radio.
Excellent. I read that email about 5:45 this morning, so ask me how much I took in.
Well, when I read the email, how much did you take in? that much.
That much.
So,
nothing against Rez. I saw it.
I read the email. I was fully conscious that I didn't understand a word of it. So I'm like, oh, I must have to do something.
Yeah.
So so I went into my. I use a chat client called MIRC. Because you can go, if you go to the website, it'll load up a nice little thing right within your web browser. And that's great, but it gives you, like, probably 90% of the functionality of an actual client.
Mm-hmm.
The actual client, if you go to, like, www.mirc.co.uk, so mirc.co.uk,
mm-hmm.
If you go there, you can download the MIRC client, and that's an Internet Relay Chat client, and they've got, like, literally, I don't know, a couple of hundred or so servers already programmed in, and a lot of them are undernet servers.
Mm-hmm.
Undernet is an IRC network. They're one of many IRC networks. And then on that particular IRC network, there are hundreds of servers.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick a server that seems close to you and connect to that server. And any of the servers connected to the internet or connected to the undernet Internet Relay Chat network can connect to the Zero Point Radio chat room, which is so cool. So that's the latest and greatest from the network.
Mm.
Well, I thought that was pretty awesome.
I'm glad you read it, because I was like, okay.
I read it, I'm like, oh, I gotta go do something. So I had to go make a new name.
I honestly have been trying to make an effort to get in there lately.
Yeah?
And like say hi, but it's like, by the time I get to that, it's like, okay, man, you got to be up in like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Go to bed, man.
10-hour days,
it's just,
huh?
Yeah, it's getting rough, man.
Well, I don't know. I've been hanging out in there whenever I get a free moment, and there's a lot of people come in and out of that chat room and talk. So it's quite a fascinating place. So
yeah, I'm going to get in there sooner or later.
So one of the things that makes Zero Point Radio really exciting is the chat room, the website, the shows. You know, I mean,
and Ghostly Talk.
And Ghostly Talk, yes. Well, you know, with Ghostly Talk, this is Power Sunday. I mean, Zero Point Radio, I don't know how it came about. I don't know if it was a conscious effort or whatever. Mm. Well, this particular Sunday is a little lame, but all the other Sundays are Power Sundays, because what we have usually now, I think, is we've got Ghostly Talk from 7 till 9 p.m. Eastern Time, then the Martian Revelation.
Mm.
From 9 until 11 p.m., and then Clyde Lewis from 11 till 1 or 2 or something like that, 11, 12, 2 a.m. So, I mean, that's quite a trio of shows, I think. There's
Clyde Lewis, I hate to bring this up.
Uh-huh.
I don't hate to bring this up. If you go to the ZPR website, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, if you go to the ZPR website and go look in the right-hand corner, like lower right-hand corner, you'll see a ZPR artist spotlight.
Yeah.
And there's a band in there that I discovered that's called the Hell Candidates.
Yeah.
And it's cool stuff. I'm on their site like every day listening to their stuff and watching their videos. They like use major pyros on stage.
Yeah.
But I listened to Clyde. They have a live clip on there. They actually played live at Ground Zero Studios.
Yes.
They actually played live there, and I thought that was pretty neat. I don't know if they know Clyde or anything like that. Clyde, email me. Let me know. I actually talked to the guitar player on AIMs the other day.
Yeah.
And I have to send him my address because he's going to send me a CD, I guess. But yeah, very cool band to check out. But yeah, Clyde Lewis had him on there live.
Oh,
but
wow.
Clyde Lewis, his show rocks about that.
You mean on, they were on his show or just in KOTK's studio?
They were in the studio, yeah.
Wow.
They played a live tune, which just rocked out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the relation is really, you know, but they're bouncing around all over ZPR and on the shows and stuff. So maybe we can get them in here or something like that.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
They're a cool band. Very cool band.
Cool. We can set them up by the freezer.
Yeah, there you go.
And we'll unplug the freezer. That'll give
us power. Is this where the gig's at, man? yeah, just set up over there on top of the couch. Thank you.
So we're going to go to break. We're going to talk about, we're going to do some Phobos.
We're going to do all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
This is like Variety Pack Sunday for us. We just threw it together and we're going to hope it works out.
It's awesome. I'm having fun. We'll be right back. have a question for you. What do you get when you put a woman, who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in the sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been resmerized.
Thank you.
Ooh, scary. We talked about Tom Scary at the next time.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, right. I definitely not
remember. Oh, it was earlier.
It was earlier.
Yeah. So, what did I say? I actually kind of miss doing interviews. You know, when...
They get to do all the talking. They're trying to impress us.
Yeah, well, and the audience. Yeah. I don't think we matter all that much, but
yeah,
the
right.
audience, you know. And so what happens is you ask a question, and then you just kind of sit back and listen to the answer and then ask another question about it. I really liked doing that with Mark Russell Bell and Michelle Whitedove and DJ Tron.
Well, it was definitely something different for the show.
Yeah.
We didn't really do that before with Ghostly Talk, and it was nice to just give a good, almost a month of just nothing but interviews.
Yeah.
We're going to do more.
I hope so.
If you think there's somebody out there that we should talk to, put us in contact with them.
Yeah.
Or tell them about us, and we'll follow it up.
Yeah, because that was actually really neat.
No,
it was really,
you learn a lot that way, too. You know, you're talking to other people and stuff like that. You do learn a lot of new things. So,
I want to tell you something.
What do you want to tell me?
So hilarious.
Oh, boy.
I want to tell you how people find the Ghostly Talk website.
Oh, you got server stats, huh?
Well, yes, I have the server stats. Now, because you had me print out...
How many porn pages are on there?
Well, actually, very few.
Really? But there was some porn?
No porn.
Oh, darn.
No, all right, here's the phrases people type in.
Oh, God.
Whether you type it into Google or Yahoo or any of the search engines, our statistics software tells us what people type in. Wait till you hear these. It's just so amazing. These are going in order of, like, the most popular searches.
Okay.
Okay, so the most popular search was ghost hunting. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Right? The second most popular search to find the Ghostly Talk website was Haunted Basement Studios. Now,
I thought we were the only people that coined that phrase.
Well, it makes me wonder if, my gosh, is there a real Haunted Basement Studios out there?
Well, we're probably copping somebody on the other side of the world. It actually has a real Haunted Basement Studio.
I wonder. I want them to call me.
Yeah.
Call into the show, 1-888-520-1969.
You can even threaten to sue us live on the air, too, if you want.
Yeah, why not, Now, wait till you hear the third most popular internet search to find Ghostly Talk's website.
Okay.
I'm glad we're all sitting down. If you guys at home on the internet in the chat rooms, if you guys aren't sitting down, you need to sit down, okay? Sorry. Kyle Archibald.
You're kidding me.
That is the third most popular internet search to find Ghostly Talk's website.
Kyle Archibald is our Canadian connection.
Yeah, Kyle Archibald is the Canadian connection, and he's the founder of Windsor Ghost Hunter Society.
He's also my bitch, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I slipped out.
It's
the medication, man. It's the medication, I'm sorry.
We need to put a big Ozzy Air light on this blank wall over here.
It's the medication. I'm
not going to edit that out.
Leave it on.
I'm going to let that haunt you.
I have an excuse. It's the medication.
Yeah. And then finally, the fourth most popular search term is Internet Talk Radio. Now, that makes a lot of sense.
Why? How does Kyle get number three on the list?
I have no idea. They didn't put, like, Scott L. or Doug S. or anything. It's Kyle Archer.
Apparently, Kyle is like, he's a silent partner in Ghostly Talk.
He's like, I don't get it. We need him to call,
There has to be some other Kyle Archibald out there.
No, these are the search phrases.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, as far as a name goes. Kyle Archibald.
Isn't that kind of a unique name?
Well, yeah, there's got to be, but there's got to be somebody out there. There must be somebody out there that's newsworthy on the internet.
I don't know.
And no offense to Kyle in Canada, but I didn't know he was that important of a guy.
He's doing a lot of cool stuff, but I'm impressed.
Kyle, you're a star.
You are, yeah, Kyle, whether you know it or not, you are one of the most searched for people on the internet. So, now, Internet Talk Radio, then UFO Ghost Radio Shows Online. Record... I know how this one got in there. Record Internet Radio Audacity.
How'd that one get in there?
Well, Audacity. We use Audacity for our stuff, and I've mentioned it in a couple of those, like, article things.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, Audacity, even though Audacity is actually a shocking term, it's also the name of a program that we use, and I've mentioned it here and there. Then Paranormal Radio Archives, Ghosts Radio Show, Stuff UFO Iraq. There's a lot of Iraq showing up in our internet searches, and I don't know why.
We're not terrorists.
The only thing we ever did was we played Bombs Over Baghdad at my request. I mean, it was, you know, but I
Didn't we talk about it for like 15 minutes, like the first week where the first bombing occurred?
Yeah. That was it. And now let me see, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is the one I wanted to get to, other than Kyle Archibald, which I thought was fascinating. This is the one I wanted to get to, the 10th most common search phrase to reach the Ghostly Talk Studios. Drum roll, thank you, Thong-a-thon.
Yes! Yes!
I am not kidding!
I knew we'd get stuck in there somehow. Yes!
And then it goes on from there, but thong-a-thon. Somebody actually typed thong-a-thon into Google.
I want to know who typed that in. I want their IP address. I want the home address.
I don't know how to do that, but I know that.
I got to stick the IP address. I got to find it.
I could.
Just like go to the door and go, that was so funny, dude. You don't even know.
What?
I mean, it's the person who did that.
If you, I don't know, now we're going to have like 10 people or 50 people or something search Google for thong-a-thon. You know, but yeah,
it's bound to happen.
And then everything else. Now, when you break it out by word, single words instead of phrases.
Yeah.
The top 10 are, and I have no idea how some of these get in here. Radio, of course. Talk, ghost, UFO, hunting, ghosts, plural. You know, show, internet, Iraq.
Why is what's the Iraq, man?
I don't know, but. 1, 2, 3.
Let's just do search.
Oh, that was 9, and then the 10th one is paranormal. And then there's a lot of other interesting ones. Thong-a-thon got in there.
I gotta see that. I have to see that. The paper.
Felt got in there. Kyle is in there.
Let me see that. I want to see Thong-a-thon.
Those are the single words.
I want to see Thong-a-thon.
Thong-a-thon is number 10 right here on the phrase list. See?
Oh, it is so hot.
We should frame this.
We are going to frame this.
I think we need to, you know, like, frame this.
That's awesome, dude.
And highlight Thong-a-thon, because I thought that was pretty cool. So,
and Kyle.
Kyle Archibald, the third most.
Somebody's hacking somewhere. I think Kyle, me and you got to have a talk, man. I think you're hacking our server.
You think he went to hacker school?
I think he went to hacker school, because Kyle actually is like one of our first.
Well, the thing is.
He's like one of our first fans, man.
Yeah,
like,
we met up with him. We went out to
killer dude.
We
killer
went out,
dude.
During that snowstorm to to see Eunice White and Jacob Crouch, and to see the snowfall basically and freeze our butts off. But he's like up there. Like how many people do we hang out with that like a lot of people know? Well, we hang out with Will. A lot of people know Will.
Mm-hmm.
We hang out with RF Burns and Rez in virtually. Mm-hmm. We're in the class of people who do internet radio paranormal shows. Mm-hmm. So like we're in the class of people like Clyde Lewis and Jeff Rentz and Lou Gentile and Art Bell, and even though we're not as big as any of those, but we're in that same class of people. Yet the third most popular internet search term to get to Ghostly Talk is Kyle Archibald.
Yeah.
Unless it's Kyle like typing in his own name. And seeing if I don't know,
or we got your number. Man. We got your number.
I just think that's
watching out.
I think that's absolutely wild.
I'm gonna bust into my Jack Nicholson voice. All right, we gotta do some websites.
Thank you,
here,
thank
that's,
you. I do want to know.
That's cool.
I thought that was super cool.
Man.
I printed that out because of
that's very, very.
I thought
it
was really interesting. So.
Well, give us an idea of what is going on out there in internet land, and
we're going to have to get a picture of Kyle.
Yeah, apparently that's
right
what's going to get us
the center of the website, and then we will get hits like crazy.
Yeah, apparently that's what we need to do. Is we have to like put a picture of Kyle. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
If we, I think we should probably get one of them Ghostly Talk T-shirts or something.
Yeah, his face is superimposed in the background.
Yeah, we can super ninja Photoshop Kyle in a Ghostly Talk gear.
Apparently, he's going to have to eventually become like the show mascot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
And we will get literally billions of
hits. I smell a website update tomorrow. Somebody find me a picture of Kyle.
Suddenly we're going to be like on Yahoo's front page or something.
Yeah.
Or sudden burst of traffic.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Oh, God.
So, that's a great segue, talking about our website, into these very unique and interesting websites that we have found on the internet.
Yes.
Go for it. Give me one, Scott.
Let's start with fun, will we?
I like that.
Let's start with fun. We'll work our way into the depressing
If
later.
You have any, by the way, call us.
Call
1-888-44... I keep thinking 1-888-523-1969. Ah, thank you.
What do you mean I screwed it up? 520-520. 1-888-520-1969.
Yes, and I did re-request it to work from Canada, so hopefully it'll work eventually from Canada. Yeah,
hopefully Kyle will call us.
I hope so.
Yeah, I want to talk to Kyle.
Yeah.
CasketFurniture.com.
Good one. I remember seeing that one. We'll put it up on MGB.
Here is a good selling point. Now, okay. In case you didn't know, that was a URL. www.casketfurniture.com.
Yes,
I think
our listeners are intelligent enough to know that when we announce that we're talking about websites, that these are website addresses. I hope so. Although I can think of a few, but not...
I can name a few if you want.
No. I know,
all right.
I know you're all happy and stuff on drugs, but...
he's beautiful. Why buy a casket for just one day? Why buy a casket for just one day? Will, Doug, why would you do something stupid like that?
I know.
I mean, come on.
It's a pretty permanent relationship between you and your casket.
Yeah.
So.
At CasketFurniture.com, our products can last you a lifetime.
Wait a minute, I want to reword that. Yeah.
And still be the perfect vehicle to carry you to the great beyond. Whether it's a couch, shelf, or an end table, our products are designed to blend effortlessly into most contemporary interior designs. So what we're talking about, basically, is...
So if your house looks like a crypt or a morgue...
Well, no, what it does, what they do is they make them...
into end tables.
Yeah. And then
when
you die, well, you just take it and make it into...
Take your end table and open it up, plop you in it, and put you in the ground.
Yeah, interesting.
That's interesting.
Hysterical.
I saw once a Will was surfing the net like he does.
Oh yeah, he's the only.
He's
like the most unique web surfer I've ever seen.
He is like the live internet spider, is what he is. He like crawls.
I've never
the
seen
internet.
Websites like that he's.
And
before.
He found this picture of somebody taking the old fashioned kind of caskets where they they're just plain wood or whatever, and they're shaped like in that shape, and. Made a thing where you put a bookcase / entertainment center out of it, and then when you're done, you simply fold down the shelves, put you in it, and then in the ground you go. I'm serious. They did that.
Well, hey, it really, if you think about it, it's actually very well. It's very cost conscious, and
And basically,
dead air, my friend.
as you're cleaning,
I'm just saying it's like that's very you're taking some of your possessions with you.
Oh yeah, I guess you can take it with you.
That's kind of like ritualistic right there in its own right.
But I bet as you're like end dusting it or whatever dusting your furniture, you're probably thinking, I never want to have to stop cleaning this cabinet. Because the day I stop, there's a reason.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, what do we got for the next one? This is one of the really cool ones.
Well, this is actually very cool.
Yeah?
This is, Will, what's the actual title of this site? Buy Your Own Corpse? You can have your own corpse specially made for you.
What's the URL for it?
Well, no, I have the URL. It's www.distefano.com. Corpses for sale. That's the punchline. Corpses for sale. You can get your own special corpse. Do you
name the corpse?
You can get your own corpse, okay?
You go to distefano.com.
Yeah.
And you can buy a corpse.
Yeah. Now, here's some of the good things. I mean, this is what makes this a worthy purchase, right? Each corpse is handcrafted and is very durable in construction.
Okay. So they make them. They don't, like, find them anywhere.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, thank heavens. Okay.
No. Total attention to detail is seen in certain features such as nostril cavities and fingernails that are embedded into the decaying skin. So apparently when you die, that stuff embeds into your dead skin.
Yeah.
And they know that, and they make sure they take care of that for you. They make these. They don't. These aren't
corpses. Thank heavens. Thank heavens.
But you can actually get your own corpse and put it in your house and just freak people out all day long. I mean,
wow.
And these things, look, if you go to the site, what is that, distefano.com?
Distefano.com.
If you look at these corpses, I mean, sure, you're going to laugh. I mean, it is dark humor. It is very dark humor. But the detail these guys put into these things, it is very amazing.
Wow.
It's very cool. Very, very cool.
That rocks. Okay. So they make corpses.
The corpses are extremely realistic. The pictures do not allow the actual realism as seeing it live. You could literally be standing 1 foot away and not really be sure if it's real or not.
Well, unless you couldn't smell it. I mean...
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know.
Handmade to the customer's specifications.
Wow.
You tell them how you want it.
That's actually pretty scary.
I mean, is this what the world's coming to? We're going to have like a corpse, like a car lot. We're going to have a corpse lot.
Well, you know, actually, they're one of those scare tactics.
Uh-huh.
One of them, the one on tonight or whenever, uh-huh, is that they've got like this hearse or something and the thing falls out the back of it. So, yeah, or a truck or some kind of moving van and a coffin.
Ah.
Well, actually, yeah, it falls out and breaks open and there's
a corpse,
but it's actually a real person all made up in makeup, you know, and then they start moving and scaring everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the scare tactic of it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, that's...
I have to watch that now.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by sci-fi.com.
Here's one of my favorites. You guys are going to love this one.
What's that girl's name who hosts it?
What?
The scare tactic.
I don't know. Shannon Doherty. Yeah.
Shannon Doherty, call me.
Yeah, call me too.
What's the next one?
One of my favorites. And this is actually a very old site. This site's been around for a
now
number
she
of years.
Could enter the thongathon. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm not.
Easy Doug. Damn, dude.
I got a little distracted with the Shannon Doherty thing.
All right,
this
okay?
is an old. You said this is an old site, and then
sweat off. Get your
I'm done.
Off the table. Ooh.
I have to go to the bathroom, but not in that way, Lisa.
You guys are crazy, dude. What happened to you guys? In 1 week, I come back and like everybody's just crazy. Okay, so yeah. Okay, yeah. Obviously, the next site is the death clock. I'm sure a lot of you out there know what the death clock is. See, I remember the death clock just being like, you just put your date of birth in there, and it kicks out.
Yeah.
You're going to die here.
I remember, yeah. I
now
remember
now it has, like, a pessimistic view, optimistic view.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it also has, I looked at it today, and I got real depressed, because I put my date of birth and this stuff in there, and it's okay, you have this many seconds to live. That's how it rates. It gives you how many seconds you have to live.
Okay.
But now they have installed on top of that to make you even more depressed is an actual weight. You can figure your height and weight.
Yeah.
Into that, it'll tell you grand by on how much overweight you are.
Yeah.
You're gonna die too.
And it takes the seconds off.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, it's depressing as hell, man. I'm just like, ooh, gross. But it's funny if you got a dark sense of humor. And you don't take things too seriously. You know, you can go there. Just deathclock.com. Don't go there. I don't want you going there if you're going to freak out because you have like 1,000,000,008 seconds to live or whatever. I mean, once you add it up over to the scheme of things, it's a full lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't look at it that way. I mean, you're not. Don't just think about it. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Okay. So we're sitting here and we've got this finite number of seconds to live.
Yeah.
Yet we're looking on the internet for weird sites like those, wasting those precious seconds.
So what's new?
Well, that's true. There's billions. I got billions of seconds left.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. So I'm all right. All right, what's up?
Now, we did talk about this one.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
I'll tell you what, I don't want to get to that one just yet, because I want to talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's like David Letterman. Or no, Jay Leno. He goes through his cards, what he's going to show on those things. He's like, not that one, not that one. Oh,
tell you what, we'll
one.
Talk about the incident real quick, and then we'll go to a break.
All right, that's cool.
Okay. Now, we did talk about this site a long time ago, and I have the URL here. If you go to www.the-void.dk/incident, I-N-C-I-D-E-N-T, it'll take you to a very interesting site.
So it's the-void.dk
/incident.
Yes.
You go to that site. Oh, we got a call coming in.
Oh, all right. Let's take the call.
You're on Ghostly Talk. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Snow Queen and Jim.
Hi.
Whoa, hey, Snow Queen. You're not Snow Cards tonight.
No.
Cool.
Catch you live.
Awesome. What's up?
I just called just to say hi.
Well, I have to say, you have helped usher the next generation of chat into the ZPR, the folks who listen to Zero Point Radio and Ghostly Talk. You've helped with that, haven't you?
Maybe in a small way, just my familiarity with Undernet.
Yes, well, you run your own very successful channel. What is it, over 40 and Sexy 2 or something? And
40 plus and Sexy 2.
That's it, 40 plus and Sexy 2.
It's so, COO.
Yeah, so we are...
My mom isn't listening tonight.
We're she's going to be in there.
Hey, guys, how you doing? God help, Mom.
God help, Mom. But no, and then we're basically borrowing, or you are generously donating a lot of experience and time and trouble that you've gone into learning how to admin all that stuff and how to organize a chat room and stuff, and you're helping Zero Point and therefore Ghostly Talk with that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I have to say, I appreciate it so much.
Well, I've got some really, really great ops and
well, you know, Shanda.
Oh, Shanda's a doll.
She's in there now. She's in the chat room right now. She's helping Op and everything and trying to keep everybody at bay.
She's over in my channel, too, just like I am.
Oh, my gosh. She's
we're kind of wearing two hats.
Double duty. Yeah. Not bad. That's awesome. Do you have today we're talking about cool websites on the show.
Well, you have a website?
What's your coolest website you've been to? Or if you've got a, do you have a website?
Well, I have the channel website.
Well, plug it. What channel website?
It's 40 plus and sexy too, with an A and D instead of the sign, the little sign that's over the 7.
Okay.
Which is the channel, is how you would get into the channel.
Then you're going to just get a flood of, like,
yeah.
There's going to be a tidal wave of geekdom that's going to come into your room tonight.
Yeah, well, they already give me a hard time. A couple of my office, they say, we need a palm pilot to keep all of Snow's guys. I'll say, I'm bringing in somebody from another channel that I met. I'm like, oh, no, we got to get more memory.
We'll have to install a when we get a ZPR HQ and stuff, we'll get a mainframe to keep track of all your guys that you drag back.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Room to room
now,
and
I don't know. You said mentioned another website, and one of the things that I do that is kind of an income thing for me is I work on the www.keen.com. And that's an advisory site.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I think Res is going to be doing it, too, if she's not now.
Yeah?
You can advise on anything you're good at.
Oh. Oh, I'm good at a couple things.
Well,
I'm good at eating and sleeping.
Well, you can set up an ad if you want to. Luck out, you might find somebody to call you up and ask you what's good to eat. We laugh, but I actually did have a gentleman call me up. See, I'm under social and entertainment. And I had a fella call up, and, you know, they pay per minute, and got spaghetti sauce. I make an outstanding spaghetti sauce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Well, when we're in Florida, we're coming over.
Oh, I...
You might have to take the Pepsi challenge at my sauce. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. I detect a cook-off coming up.
We're going to have to talk about
it. I won't take up any more of your time. Bye.
No. I want to talk about spaghetti sauce.
No, you got to pay per minute for that.
That's right.
Awesome.
Well,
not only that, I'll put the cam on. I'll show you how I make the sauce.
Now, this is
getting steamy right here, man.
I detect the next Ghostly Talk contest is going to be a spaghetti sauce cook-off.
And I mean, I'm down, man.
Everything from...
I'm still waiting. You told me that you were. I was going to get to be your... you have the thongs. You were going to get bras.
we're
still waiting for those sexy bras.
I know. We got to get Zanny to do up the logo for the bras because he's got to separate it into two for that particular
ghostly
kind of
talk.
Yeah, ghostly on one and talk on the other side.
Oh my god, dude!
So we'll have to dash off an email to Zanny for that.
And with blacklace.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so he's got to invert the colors and everything. We'll work on it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We're going to work on that.
We'll work on that.
That sounds good. you guys carry on, and it was a pleasure talking with you.
It was nice talking to you, too.
We'll see you in the channel.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Be good. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was
the hell
cool.
Was going on around here today, man?
That was awesome.
I go away for 1 week. We got women calling here.
Yeah.
Talking about webcams.
Webcams and
you guys just have the right touch, don't
bras.
You?
Yeah.
Nice work.
We had to boost those ratings somehow. So we weren't in danger of going off the net, but we were, you know.
My baby don't belong to your man.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break. I've had enough.
I threatened to bring a Jerry Springer kind of... atmosphere to Ghostly Talk. I'm glad we're...
Let's do it.
We're almost there. Yeah.
We're almost there. I think a couple more shows, man. We're finished.
So that's it. We'll be
back in a few minutes.